Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
You mentioned earlier that we were talking about warfare and the power of song, and that he sings over us, and he sings with delight over us. It's not just singing over us with this arms folded God. He's singing over with delight over us. And you talk about how God calls our name and he gives us name, and we see in scripture again and again and again that God loves nicknames. James and John became the sons of thunder. Peter became the rock. Abram became Abraham. You see this again and again and again in scripture. And I think he longs for people to know that he sings over us. And can you imagine this, Susie? Our God is infinitely creative. And so could it be that each of us, he's not singing the same song over each of us.
Yeah.
I think he has a different song for every single one of us.
Wow. So beautiful. You know, one of the themes that I love about your books, Jim, you really are bent on seeing captives set free, and God is feeling, putting that heart in your chest for that. And that is mine too, Jim. And I think about what I think would be a travesty is if we live constantly in response to our issues and our fears. We're pushed around and bullied by our fears. And when people know us, they know our issues. You know, not to say we can't have issues. We're going to have them. But there's freedom in this land. Heaven's going to be great. But there is freedom in this time, in this place, and his promises are true for us. Maybe speak to that, because, and paint a picture of when we, because I just know for me, and I know for you, I'm not the person I was a year ago or 5 years ago. Speak to that and cast a vision for what's possible when we take him at his word.
Well, when we take him at his word, when we believe, first of all, when we believe that there is a battle, because you and I both know there's a lot of Christians out there that go, I'm saved. I have Jesus. Why are these things happening to me? I don't understand. God's letting me down. Well, I thought, you know, he was supposed to come and deliver me. Well, the reality is, if you look at scripture and you study scripture, we are in a war.
Yeah.
We are in a broken, fallen world, and we have an enemy that is out to kill, steal, and destroy. But if we are willing to resist, if we are willing to fight back, if we're willing to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, to take up our sword and move forward, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I'm saying there is great victory and great healing and great freedom if we're willing to step into that.